Bearing false witness sets us apart from the truth and justice that govern God's loving engagement with the world. Thomas Aquinas defined lying as a statement at variance with the mind, but active lying is not the only form of false witness. Gossiping, allowing misinformation to circulate through and around us, or giving false testimony in court are actions that similarly break the bonds of community. The perseverance of those who asked for a full inquiry into the 1989 Hillsborough football disaster exposed the false witness given and received by police and journalists in the course of earlier investigations. The Hillsborough Independent Panel's resulting report showed that honesty was fundamental to the administration of justice. Truth-telling is at the heart of the relationships of trust that we have with each other and, ultimately, with God. St. Benedict, writing about the values of community life, placed a high value within his monastery on stability, to which all monks were asked to bind themselves. Reliability, integrity, and consistency were the markers of such stability, and necessary, even if not sufficient, qualities for a life ordered around the service of God. Although Christians do not earn salvation, since only the love of God expressed through Jesus Christ brings us back into perfect unity with our Creator, all Christians will want to work to develop a stable core of values and principles that attest to their faith. Ahab's covetousness and Jezebel's lies are the antithesis of this kind of principled, ordered, and faithful community life in which all are enabled to flourish. Showing consistency between our inner thoughts and outer actions, and therefore between what we believe and who we are, is the life-giving discipline that holds us fast when we choose to travel with God.